California, Berkeley is shut down. Madison down. Washington Avenue has been shut down for more than an hour. So every city, every town has its own Michael Brown. April 14th, shut it down. Yes, we have Amanda here, from a student from Columbia College.
Hi everyone, my name is Amanda Wilkerson, and I'm a junior. I pay over $38,000 a year to get an education so I can function in this society, so I can get a good job, so I can come home to my family and friends and be happy. Tony Robinson in Madison was shot in his own home, dragged out of his home, dead, handcuffed after he was dead, brains on his front porch. This is not right. He was shot by cops, unarmed, in his own home. He graduated from high school. He had the same vision that I did, to live in a society where he was equal to another person who had his high school or college degree. I'm tired of being scared walking home when I see a cop. When we see cops, we pay them to keep us safe. We pay them to keep and regulate our towns. Why should I be scared every time I see them? Why should I be fearful for somebody that is supposed to embody the American dream? Like, this is America, home of the free, right? Home of the free, land of the brave. Are we brave? We're here to stop this. For everybody who ignores this, this is something that happens every single day. Every single day you hear about somebody else being shot in the back, or shot after being handcuffed, or beaten up. I don't know if you guys saw that one video of six to eight cops beating on that man, kicking him in his head, a kick to the head. That is attempted murder. One kick, you could be dead. All these cops tasing people one time, 20,000 volts, 50,000 volts. That is attempted murder. We need to stop this. This is not right. I'm a junior in college, and I want to live until I'm 50, until I'm 80, until however old. I don't want to keep hearing about 17-year-old kids, 7-year-old kids, 89-year-old women and men being murdered down, shot down in the streets. The police are supposed to bring us to justice. They are not supposed to handle justice by their own hands in the street on unarmed people, people that are not a threat. This needs to stop. Shut it down.
Shut it down. Shut it down. Shut it down. Yes. Get a number.
So next we have one of the families that has been in the struggle the longest, fighting this nightmare, fighting for justice. I give you Daphne Wilson and Latrice Wilson. Oh, I'm sorry. Oh. Well, we know him affectionately as Godfather. Please welcome.
My son was murdered by Chicago police. And what I have to say today, I'd like to ask a question to all the polices, to their wives, to their mothers, and to their grandmothers when they grow up in their job, to their children that they leave home. What do they be thinking about? What do they be thinking about when they come out here and they start shooting innocent people accidentally on purpose or however they do it? Don't they realize they have children? How do their wives feel? How do their mothers feel? Do they have any conscience? They was children before they became a police officer. You know, they was children once in their life. They was fortunate enough to grow up and get a job as a police officer. You know, they don't give a child today a chance to grow up to be anything that he was supposed to be. You stop that. You stop there like you stop my son. You stop there like you stop other people's children that grow up. You don't know. There's other presidents. Obama is a president, a black president. There could have been another black president that you took down. Or a white boy. Or a Mexican boy. Or whoever you are killing, you don't know their future. You know? So you need to stop. The mothers to the wives and all that. Think about it. Do you all have any conscience? How do you all feel when you find out that your husband went out and killed somebody innocent, shot him in the back like a dog, like a dirty dog? They are humans. We are human beings, okay? You go to the range. You go to the range. Don't you know how to shoot a gun? Have you heard of shooting? Have you ever heard of wounding someone? Is that possible to wound someone, or is it possible to kill everyone that you shoot? Stop. Please stop what you're doing. We are humans. That's all I have to say.
Indict, convict, send the killer cops to jail. The whole damn system is guilty as hell. Indict, convict, send the killer cops to jail. The whole damn system is guilty as hell. Send the cops to jail. The whole damn system is guilty as hell. Killer cops to jail. The whole damn system is guilty as hell. All right, next we have Daphne Jackson and Latrice Jeffries from United in Peace.
Peace and blessings, family. My name is Daphne of the Uhuru Movement, and Uhuru means peace and freedom, family. And this is my good sister, Latrice Jeffries, with United in Peace. And I stand here first to tell you, family, yes, Uhuru means freedom. And I want to say that this is not anything random. We must understand there has been a war declared on Africans, not only in the U.S., but around the world. The pigs serve as an apparatus to the state for the ruling class, and their only intent is to kill us. I beseech to my people that we must unite and join together. We must recreate our black struggle, our African struggle. We must again get together, love one another, care for one another. Again, say black power. Say black power.
Black power.
Black power.
See,
brothers and sisters, once we again decide to say it loud and be proud of who we are, stop being apologetic for being African. Can we stand up and be proud of who we are? Can we continue unapologetically, sister? We have to remember who we are and the people we are. We owe no anyone an explanation. We owe anyone an apology, but we must call this for what it is. It's a blatant attack on Africans. And I ask my brothers and sisters, it's time for us to resist. We must raise up. We must resist. There was a time when we understood the word revolution and knew what it meant. But now no one wants to say it, but Daphne's going to say it, family. Revolution, revolution, resist, revolution. Build our people, build our communities. Let's build our communities, family. Black love, black business, black love, family. Build our communities and black power, peace and blessings. Black power, black power, black power, black power. Peace to you.
Okay, we have Justice Howell, Justice for Justice. We have Clyde McLemore. He's going to speak for Justice.
Hello, everyone. My name is Clyde McLemore. I am a community activist from Zion, Illinois. I came down to be with you to let you know our fight. On Saturday, y'all saw the incident that happened in South Carolina. It was videotaped and that police went to jail. Well, on the same day it happened, four blocks from my house, this 17-year-old kid, Justin Howell, was shot down in the back by the police in Zion, Illinois. A white police officer shot him. The same police that they in Zion right now, they won't release his name, but I do have his name. I have a complaint against this police officer in September who stopped my son in a traffic stop and pulled the gun on him. Now, Zion police took that complaint with minimum concern. Had this police have been prosecuted for my complaint, Justin would still be alive. They said there was a lady that was there. She's bedridden. She turned over and saw the first shot. She turned over and watched Justin hit the ground. He didn't have no gun, she said. She didn't see them pick up no gun. But even if you had five guns, if you're running the opposite way, you don't get shot in the back. This kid was just a rapper. That's all he wanted to do. And I ask that we keep Justin Howard, Justice for Justice, going on. Because we will be doing this again on Friday in Zion, Illinois. We've been calling. They've been having secret meetings. I'm going to say this, I'm going to shut up. Can you believe that the chief of police, the state's attorney in Lake County, and some white preachers met at a church? I was asked by the family to go over to the church. And when I got to the church, they told me I was not allowed in. I said, well, that's what Klans do. This was what y'all having, a Ku Klux Klan meeting? They brought the deputy chief, his name is Kirk Henderson, deputy chief of Zion Police over there, and he turned around and said, no, Clyde McLemore can't come in here. That's a secret meeting. How y'all gonna discuss the lives of black children in our area and you don't have our grassroots there right there with you? This morning they had another secret meeting with the white pastors. I didn't see none of the police chief. I walked into the meeting this morning at 8 o'clock. I was up at 8 o'clock. And was there at the meeting on time, and they asked me to leave. They're trying to get their story together. That's what's going on. That's what the secret is, and that's why they're having these meetings. And all I'm just saying is, young black men out here, please be careful. You can be the next Barack Obama. You can be the next senator, heart surgeon, or anything. You don't have to be shut down like dogs in the street. I'm an older man. See, what they did to us in the 80s is that they locked us all up and put charges on us and put us in jail. Now they figure out that it costs too much to house us in jail, so now they want to shoot us down so we can't put our babies no more and the black race trying to exterminate us. No, this is not going to happen. And I ask y'all to please protect your children. Thank y'all. Hands up!
Don't shoot!
Hands up! Don't shoot!
Yes, we have more news.
1,000 demonstrators have taken the Brooklyn Bridge.
1,000 demonstrators have taken the Brooklyn Bridge in New York. 1,000. Yes. Okay, we have students, Edward Ward and Elijah Obasanya from DePaul.
I'll say this and I'll be quick. For centuries, we've been trying over and over again to make a moral appeal to a racist, bigoted, misogynistic, homophobic institution that has no moral conscience. We've been asking these institutions to give us our freedom. We've been asking these institutions if it's okay for us to live. And so we're standing up today saying that we're not asking you anymore if it's okay to live. We're demanding that we will live. You won't shoot me in the back because I don't believe in turning away and running. I believe in facing the system head on. I believe in eradicating the system of injustice. And so we've got to stand up and say enough is just about enough. We give these police officers, we give this system our power. And this day, we're saying we're taking it back. We gave you our power believing that you would protect us and our communities. And you've only done the opposite. You've only taken our lives, our father's lives, our brother's lives, our mother's lives, grandmother's, sisters. They've been beaten, they've been raped, they've been mocked. And we're saying today, at this very moment, the revolution will not be accommodating and it will not be comfortable. So get ready.
You know, I have nothing more to say than that. He basically put everything that we've talked about in the most eloquent words possible. I just want to say that when you talk about revolution, when you talk about black revolution, that's what you hear. And that's what we all need to come to terms with. We've been having conversations in this country for hundreds of years. Malcolm X and Martin Luther King,
they have tried their best to have conversations to make a moral appeal. I think our generation is sick and tired of everything. We are sick and tired of asking. We're sick and tired of worrying, of crying, of caring about our brothers and sisters to the extent that we can't even function properly. We are sick and tired of it. We do this out of love. We do this out of care for human life. And with that, we say there needs to be a black revolution in this country. Thank you.
All right, we're getting ready to get going here. I just want to make sure everyone, again, has that phone number. Very important. If you need legal defense, the phone number you need to call is 1-800-529-7374. 1-800-529-7374.